Go Yard with the voice of the Rangers, Dave Raymond, tomorrow morning at 6:55 on the Musers. Brought to you by Y'all's Beer Texas Style Lager and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Good reminder to pump up 2 days from now.
Just to see this.
I mean, I hope.
Let's bunt.
I'm having second thoughts.
I know you
Put
are.
Put on your red shoes and choke up the bat.
We all are. We all are.
Let's bunt.
We're deciding in here, do I sing it
a runner on
like
first
brain damage, AI DJ, or do I put my own spin? I don't know if I can sing it like that.
Dude, it's so hard to do that.
Let's bunt. Man, I was so happy today when you sent that out. The full-length version. Very exciting. All right. We got a lot to do this hour. We can't mess around any longer. We need to dive into reports from Saturday.
So it was sweet night day number 3. And this incarnation included myself and Lando and DJ and Ham and Mino and Sean. See, the beauty of these...
Dave and I were doing charity work.
Mm-hmm.
Lies. All lies.
I was spending Father's Day weekend with my family.
Yay. It was a 3 o'clock game. Turned out, again, we didn't know the P1. We didn't know. I think I'd met him one time before, but did not know what to expect. It's kind of like that, like the guy was talking about going into a movie and you didn't know which movie it was.
Yeah.
That's kind of what these are.
No, we're...
You just kind of roll in. You're like, hey, what's up?
At some point, we're going to find a P1 that's not cool.
But we definitely didn't this time. Paul Taylor from...
Most rich P1s are cool.
You know, maybe that's it. we were in the exact suite next door to the one that we initially went to.
Oh, so the most premium of suites.
Yeah.
Yep, it was.
Yeah. Almost couldn't do better if you tried.
Yeah. So here's what I love about these.
Yeah, when you alert us to suite nights, you need to tell us when it's at the highest level of suitedom.
Well, I don't think you can get much higher than this. But these events now are so fun from like a work standpoint because we don't do a ton outside of work together, outside of, you know, like trips that we may take for training camp and Super Bowl and things like that. But as a crew, we don't get together a bunch. And this is like the ultimate. This is the ultimate in grab ass. It is the ultimate in just kicking each other in the nuts. It is the ultimate in fun. Because we're hanging out with, I mean, these dudes were great. Paul and his son Cole and Brett and Dusty and Austin. They were awesome dudes. And then it's, you're in the suite. You're in the best suite of all time. And we're just cutting up in there for like the longest Ranger game of the day, of the year. By a long shot.
And so did these P1s get their money's worth because it was like they were getting a private show?
Oh, yeah. We put on a good show. They were all hardcore listeners. We walked in, they're like, oh, we're so sorry we couldn't get the seafood tower in here for you guys. So they're well versed in anything and everything. And Paul, the dad, has been day one P1.
Good. Forever. Oh, yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was great. And his kids, they all grew up, they said, driving in the cars with their dads, listening to it from, you know, first grade on. Now they're in their mid-30s. So they're all about these guys' age and here, and they were all awesome. They were all hilarious. I laughed so hard at the beginning of the conversation, too, or when we were in the suite, because DJ kind of turned around and looked at me and started shaking his head, because one of the guys, one of the 35-year-olds, has got a couple of little kids, and he was, I think yesterday, driving to Telluride to go with his family to go see Jason Isbell.
It was just bingos galore. They just want to talk about all the things Corby loves, and he's just leaning into it completely, and it was just birds of a feather.
And Adrian Peterson was mentioned like 25 seconds later.
Yes. We definitely
bingoed like 4 times.
We shoehorned that in. So Mino and
Does everybody have their cards out?
Yes. Oh, God. Ham's the worst. So Mino and I, we Ubered over there. We were responsible people because we had planned on having ourselves a day. And so he and I share, we live close to each other. We shared a ride over there. And so we get in the car and I was like, I have an idea. And he's like, what? And I go, well, on the way over here, so on the way getting to Mino's place, basically, I memorized the entire White Sox starting lineup.
Awesome.
I go, do you think that we can, you can put together some sort of game after a couple of beers or whatever where you're like, do you think he knows like a White Sox? And everyone, you know, all you guys were like, not a chance in hell.
Zero faith in you.
None.
Zero.
No. I mean, a White Sox. Of all the teams too, the White Sox.
Yeah.
Like, could you, Dave, name one?
No.
Right. Then, nor should you, quite frankly. It's a ridiculous organization.
Yeah.
And so we all met.
Don't spend all your disposable baseball time on the White Sox, Dave. We're trying to get you to focus on the teams that matter.
So we get there and Mino, and it's packed in Texas Live. It was so crowded. We get there though and Mino starts going, do you guys, you know, just randomly, you think you can name like, I don't know, like two White Sox? And somehow they settled on the over under being 2.5 that I could name. And all those guys, y'all are like, not an effing chance.
Would have bet my life savings against it.
Seriously.
Now, Bob.
What?
We'll play this audio. At what point would you think that there's something disingenuous going on?
Roughly at one, but I'm willing to listen and keep an open mind.
Okay.
For a rotation spot, for a rotation.
Get a name of Pope.
And they didn't find someone with the
last. Now, the Pope doesn't count.
I do know that the catcher is, it looks like queso, but it's Cuero.
There's one.
Well, there's one.
That was a real struggle to get one.
We need two more.
That was iffy, but yeah.
We need two more, at least.
Pause it. So I also have to make this sound because
yeah,
I literally...
Yeah, you have to fake like dude, you're trying to come up with it.
I know.
Oh, it's in here somewhere.
Not only did I memorize the entire lineup, pitcher, there was someone in the bullpen. He had me memorize two of their prospects. And this is in the Uber over there, and I memorized all the umpires for the day. Okay, go ahead.
I know Vargas.
What's his first name?
I don't have to know his first name.
What position does he play? You've got to give two. Two or three.
What's second name?
Does he play? I think he plays the left side of the infield.
I know Andrew Benintendi.
Oh! That's one of the right there. All right. Is that two?
We should not be this impressed that a major market sports talker can name two, and we're blown away at this point. We're so proud of him right now.
I'm not giving it Vargas. Every team has a Vargas.
Racist.
So every team has a Vargas?
Yes. I know. I know Teal. Teal is their DH.
Okay.
Right?
There's no way he would ever know Teal.
Teal is not their DH.
And by
he's
the way,
like their backup catcher.
Well, he was DH that day, and so when we were in the car, I said that to Mino, and he goes, I think he's the catcher. I go, no, he caught last night. He's DHing today, and he was like, who are you, man? I was like, yeah, this is it. This is great.
He's a platoon catcher, but he's DHing today.
He's named both catchers on the White Sox.
And they're still just, like, yeah, out of way.
Wow, how's he doing this?
This is great.
Right?
Yeah.
I know Talkman plays right field.
I know the right fielder. I know the right fielder for my little league team more than any other right fielders in Major League Baseball right now. So, yeah, and at that point they were just like, oh, whatever. They still never really bought into the fact that I was naming these guys. They didn't call me out on it.
Vaughn, Sosa.
Yes,
just
yes.
Start whipping around the infield.
Yeah. So the game was great. It was a little bit embarrassing because one of our friends in the suite, because we were next door again to the suite that we were in initially with YJ and all of the Lakewood guys. So I know who owns that suite. All right. But I didn't recognize anyone in there. Well, as the game progresses, shocker, our suite ran out of beer. Even though you could go right back behind to the open bar and get beer and food and all that.
Yeah, but don't they cut it off in the eighth?
They do.
So when you get to extras.
Which is when Lando left.
Right.
Yeah, it was Lando, like, shoving it in his pants.
There's no doubt.
I brought my cargo shorts.
Nothing but tall boys down your pants.
I stole so much. And Ham was stealing all the candy.
I went for the doers after.
Stealing if it's free.
And then we
it's
had
for you to consume while you're there.
It's like they invited homeless people in there to enjoy the suite.
Unhoused.
We're all stealing everything, like whatever isn't bolted down, we're trying to steal to take with us.
He's got a rack of ribs just cellophane to his chest as on his way out.
So then Brett, one of the 35-year-old dudes, looks into the suite next to us and starts trying to sell these kids. They look like they were all in high school. On the ticket.
The ticket!
And they were looking at him like, what, we don't care. We don't want to
radio?
We don't even know what radio is, old man.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to you about it, nothing. Well, he kept talking to him, and then he realized that we were out of beer, and he goes, hey, can you grab some of y'all's beers and give us
beer? So the rest of the guys described him as their Corby, basically in that he can do and say whatever he wants, and he just gets away with it.
Yeah, every group has a Corby.
And sure enough, here comes loads of beer over the suite given to us for the last couple of innings.
That's awesome.
It was such a fun time, though. They were such great hosts. And
it was a good game, too.
Dude, it was a great game. We got a little extra inning baseball, a little bonus. We all stayed except for Lando, who had a mysterious date. But when we ended up leaving after the Rangers won, and by the way, we are now 3-0 in sweet games.
Yes.
Undefeated.
That's difficult to deny.
Perfect record. Mino and I were leaving. Ham and DJ split off. They were in another parking lot. And Mino and I were going to walk over to Texas Live. And as we were walking out of the stadium and looked over at Texas Live, you can see out by the Nolan Ryan statue and where that stage is, I looked out there. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? Well, we forgot that there's a reason that DJ was invited in the first place. It was Hispanic Heritage Day. And so we wanted DJ to feel at home. So we took him.
I'm sorry, DJ.
To our little game. Well, then they had a band playing next door at Texas Live. And Dave, I swear to God, Led Zeppelin couldn't have drawn like these guys did. And the only thing I could figure out is that the people that were there, because we left right after the game was over with, that place had 20,000 people outside, that most of those people didn't even go to the game. They came to see this band. And Mino and I, Mino's the whitest person we all know, right?
Like he's pretty white.
The most Aryan looking of all of our friends I've never seen anybody stick out more than David Mino did walking through the Hispanic Heritage crowd.
He doesn't have very diverse family gatherings.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And then we went into Texas Live and it was just as packed inside of there. I've been to hockey games. We've all been to hockey games that had Hispanic Heritage too. The money that the Rangers and Texas Live printed that day was unbelievable. Like, it's the most brilliant no-brainer concept to have.
It's a good spot, too. Just
that's why it's okay for us to steal.
Why? What?
They make so much.
Okay.
We can take.
Okay, all right.
By the way, it was Los Rielos.
Yes.
Rielros.
Yeah. Well, whoever they are, they draw a huge crowd.
They all have matching shirts and matching hats.
Is this them?
Nothing wrong with this.
Rieleros.
DJ immediately got his luchador mask out.
Yeah.
It's like Is it like Railroad of the North?
Their logo is like a...
Is it a train?
A railroad engine, yeah.
Okay. Like, not railroad, but railroaders, like the people that work on the railroad from the North.
And we found out one of the guys in the suite was like a huge Widespread Panic fan. I was like, this is just the best. I just love hanging out with all these guys so much.
Shocker, Corby mixes in with people who go to suites all the time. These are, it's his people to a T.
Rich white people like the same things.
Yes.
Well, we ate till we couldn't eat no more, and we drank till we couldn't drink no more. It was awesome. We had a blast.
Great time.
Love it.
It was.